All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to another episode of Friendly A Daisy Podcast, a podcast on which one of us has to take horse tranquilizer to forget the awful things he has to edit out, and the other one is called Dave. My name's Andy.
And I'm the other one called Dave.
I mean, it's not as funny when we have to do it for the second time, is it?
No, not really, but just some context, he was laughing before he said it and I knew it was going to be good. And then he's like, oh, it's not recording.
Hey, we've never done that. We've never had that problem where we've been chatting and one of us isn't recording. It was a mistake. And actually, having a mistake this episode is very apt for what this episode's all about.
Yes, 100%.
Together, we're here to
see if the right Twix tastes different to the left Twix.
Oh, do you remember that advert? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I do, yeah. One is tasty, crunchy, and delicious, and they're looking at the humans.
Oh,
and then
no,
the humans
bears.
Are saying the same thing. Yeah.
I was on about the ones where the two factories, one has one has a biscuit layered with caramel and chocolate, and the other one is chocolate with caramel and a biscuit base. A very early morning recording for us this today, Dave. It's strange.
Yeah, I know. The weeks just keep getting booked up. The evenings of the week keep getting booked up, so we're recording on strange days.
So Sunday morning, it's 9:15 at the moment. I've got my coffee. You just need to learn to say no, I reckon. You've got that thumbprint going on.
No, I just have things planned for me that I can't really get out of.
That's exactly what I just said, isn't it?
No, I can't get out of it. I can't say no. Some of it's work, some of it's personal life, some of it I'll be sent straight to the Russian front if I don't do it.
Oh, dude, I just remembered something from last night. I went to a gig last night, right? And tell me if you think this is weird. I saw this guy. You know, like, you get, like, those silicone earplugs, like, reusable silicone earplugs, whatever, and you have a little case or whatever. Anyway, this old dude, old dude, must be, like, 50, 60 years old or something, I don't know. He got these little silicone earplugs out of his pocket, opened them up, right? And I thought, oh, yeah, shit, I forgot my earplugs. But then I saw him, and then he got them out and then put them in his mouth. And I thought, oh, shit, they're not earplugs. They must be like some pills or something. But then he took it out of his mouth and put it in his ear. So they actually were silicone earplugs. He cleaned them in his mouth. And that really fucking grossed me out. That's not normal, is it?
That's probably, that's not the 9:15 convo, that.
That is fucking gross, isn't it? That's rotten.
Oh, mate, that's fucking terrible.
And it made me just like, I couldn't look at him after that. Because I was just watching him.
I would have
thinking,
moved the other side of the venue. See you later. I'm off.
Oh, I wonder if we've got any of those people that listen to the podcast that heave when they hear someone heaving. Have you seen that before?
That woman that does it, he gets it every time. He's like, she's like, ASMR. Like, we're now into ASMR. Like,
oh, so Skeezatron did an ASMR Sakal video.
Did he?
Yeah, it was great.
That bloke's a lad. He's an absolute lad.
There's a free shout out.
Yeah, Skeezer. We'll charge you later.
Skeezer, Ebenezer. He's a geezer.
James, do the dent. What's that one? When the guy in the. Have you not seen it? When he's like, there's the one that does the Weakest Link.
Anne Robinson.
Yeah, Anne Robinson sitting there doing the countdown clock, and there's this some like comedian bloke, and he's like, Anne Robinson, I'm a geezer. And he's sitting there, like, making up like a rap when the time's going.
Oh,
and then,
I think I know what you're about. I know Judi Dench did it with Lethal Bizzle.
He's like, she done a rap with Stormzy, didn't she?
No, Lethal Bizzle.
Was it Lethal Bizzle or Stormzy? Yeah. I swear it was Stormzy.
I don't know.
No, I'm not into the rap games.
Nah, she definitely did one with Lethal Bizzle. Maybe someone else did it with Stormzy. Maybe fucking Anne Robinson.
Anne Robinson is a geezer. Tower of Pisa. That's what he was doing, though. As the countdown clock was going down, he's like making a rap. Boom.
Oh, I've just searched it. It was Mo Gilligan. It's a geezer. Yeah, puts cans in the freezer. And Robertson have a freezer.
As a breezer. Got a breezer. And then she's like, get out. He's like, oh, lighten up.
You used to scare the fuck out of me, Anne Robertson. If you're of a certain age, I guess our age group, and you used to watch The Weakest Link when you were, I don't know how old we were, like early teens?
I only watched it because of Ricky's sister's husband or boyfriend at the time was on it.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did he do any good?
No.
Get fucked.
He didn't go out first, though, so that is good. So yeah. He wasn't the actual weakest link.
They're all the weakest link at some point, and that's what matters.
You're only as strong as your weakest link. Cliche.
Yeah, she was terrifying, man.
Yes, she was, man.
But now, as an adult, if I ever like catch a glimpse of it, I feel like I'd just wind her up by being a sarky bastard.
Yeah, I'd be like a proper, like, just a dick.
Oh, right. Okay, come on. I've finished my coffee already. I might need to do another coffee break in the middle of this recording this episode because I have two coffees
coffee,
in the morning.
I bet you love Monster as well.
I do. I haven't had Monster in ages, to be honest.
I found this Polish one that's quite cheap in Tesco. It's called Tiger. It's actually really nice.
Dave, that's a beer.
Not Tiger B, you bummed up. Imagine that. No, yeah, this is my energy drink, and he's down in like Tiger beer. My other one is also Kingfisher.
Heineken.
Well, it works like you're not allowed to drink. Nah, don't worry, it's my energy drink.
Yeah, it's just energy drink. It's fine. Yeah, I mean, if I drink enough of it, it's like the day goes by like really quickly and I forget half of it.
So you don't need the horse tranquilizer.
I definitely need the horse tranquilizer. I reckon we should do an episode where you edit it.
Me?
Yeah. It's not worth the risk.
It's worth the risk. I'm going to put in my voice only. Just like every, I wouldn't know how to put added voice into it. Just put mine. Who are you talking to? Don't matter. Next episode will be back to normal.
Then I don't matter, Dave.
You matter too much. And
I wholeheartedly
believe if you got run over tomorrow, I'd shed at least one tear.
You'd have a really sad tug. On that note, let's fucking run the intro. As per usual, we had a theme for this episode and we've changed it.
We have a list. We check it twice. We chuck something out because it's all naughty. There's naughty. No nice.
So, this episode's, we're going to make it up as we go along, right?
Sweet, let me set the scene.
Ooh,
go back to your first days playing DayZ when you were a noob. Well, he said that was 2 minutes ago for you. Ooh.
Burn. Yeah, I found a few. I've got a couple of these, actually, Dave. I've got a couple of these Reddits. And I found quite a few Reddit posts that describe people's first newbie mistakes. And some of them they're great. Some of them are great.
And also, we got some of our own ones, obviously.
Yeah, that's it. So I think if we can, we'll read some of these out and then they'll obviously spark some wonderfully hilarious conversation.
Yeah.
As you have come to expect from the Friendly Boys.
Friendly Boys.
Oh, and before we start, we're on a mission to get 1,000 subs on YouTube. We have ramped the hell up on YouTube. It's great, man. We are at like 806 or something like that. At the start of October, we were on like 600 and something. So we've had quite a few people. I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you very much. But if you have not subscribed, could you please go over to our YouTube and hit the little ticky tick on the subscribe button? I don't know why I went baby then.
Yeah, none of you guys own loads of bots though, because the Twitch is rather
Oh yeah, the Twitch got fucked up. We got like, I wonder if they've been deleted yet.
I don't know.
Maybe,
we got 1,857 follows, so I'm winning the follows, but they're all bots.
Yeah, at least all mine are legit.
Yeah, I got like 400 legit ones.
So yeah, we post a few shorts on there, and we actually posted a long form video the other day as well. So we just kind of make it up as we go along, as per usual. No rhyme, no reason. But if you're not subscribed, we'd highly appreciate it. We're trying to get to 1,000 by 2025.
Yeah, roger that. And where Andy does a... Now we don't do the community spotlight. Andy now does a little bit of video editing and stuff. I'll be trying to do some other things as well to help him, like gain the content for him to edit.
You don't help me, Dave. This is a joint venture.
Oh, I help me to help you.
That's like saying to the missus, let me help you clean the house.
Well, you say that. So I was a guy I work with, and he's like, I says, oh, do you want to come to rugby tonight? And he says, no, I'm babysitting. I'm like...
It's your kid.
I'm like, it's your kid, bro. He went, yeah, babysitter. No, that's called parenting. And that's what you're meant to fucking do. I was like, that's your child. Nah, it's her child. It come out of her.
Wow.
I will give you the birds and the bees talk at another point. But tonight, the rugby's on.
That guy sounds like a fucking catch.
Oh, mate. I might not socialise too much with him.
Yeah, don't learn any fucking bad habits. You do not need any more bad habits.
I have them already, yeah, in twofold.
Yeah, you are full up.
Yeah, full up on the bad shit. So,
all right, so let's crack on, shall we? Yeah, let's crack on. We do this quite often. We have an intro and then we have like another intro because we're morons.
Yeah, we haven't spoke to each other for at least 3 days. No, actually a day, because we streamed on Friday.
Right, let's get cracking then. So can I go for the first one?
Yes, sir.
This is the one that made me think, oh, we could do an episode about this. It's a corker. It's a corker. So this is from someone called Project Junior Mayhem. And this is his story. So he spawned in. Oh, I'm going to read it as him. Spawned in. My first ever time, and I ran into the first house I saw and I met a guy with a shotgun. He robbed me, and I said it was my first time playing. He said he had over 1,000 hours and he taught me a shit ton. We played for hours and we went all over. We geared up, we went back to the coast to kill freshies. He told me it would help me with my aim. After killing an ungodly amount of innocent people, he told me he was going to get off and wished me luck. Before he left, he said, one thing, rule number one of Daisy, never trust anybody. He then proceeded to shoot me in the back. And ever since then, I've been hooked.
Amazing. I like how he does to get your aim back, shoot freshies.
Yeah, it's like go fucking skeet shooting.
Fucking freshies, like Cammy. Like you said on stream the other day, you done like a test stream in Cammy. You started like laying up everyone that spawned in Cammy for like 6 minutes. You were just laying up.
Yep.
That's fucking mad.
Well, they just kept coming, man. That's the whole fucking issue with that spawn system. I'll send them somewhere else for the next 10 minutes or whatever. But yeah, I just love that this guy had no chill. He fucking took him all over the map, got him really geared, and then just shot him in the back.
No, all I say is he did teach him more than he realized. So the rule is never trust anyone. But the only downside to that is that you don't have the adventure. So if he didn't trust anyone, he wouldn't have spoken in the first place. So sometimes that rule, never trust anyone, is very counterproductive to the game.
Oh, I don't think so. I do agree with you. However, it's never trust anyone completely.
Yes.
Never think someone's going to be your friend like forever. Run with them, that's fine. Like this guy, the 1,000 hour guy, he basically used this guy as a fucking loot mule.
Yeah, loot mule.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Like he used him, right? So that's how you should treat your encounters. Use someone to get to Tissy. Use someone to get to the bunker. Use that kind of thing. Like, you remember when Amish said that he got killed at the well?
Yeah.
He was talking to the guys. He was having a chat with them, but he didn't trust them explicitly or implicitly because, he was just on his guard. He still had his guard up. And it turned out that whilst they were talking to him, they shot him in the head.
Yeah, that was fucking... That was probably gut-wrenching because I imagine he had some gear and stuff.
Yeah. He wasn't... I can't remember if he was, like, super geared, but... Yeah, it's exactly that. Trust people, but don't trust them completely. I reckon that's the moral of the story there. And that's a tale as old as time, man, being betrayed.
Tale as old as time.
I think it takes a special person to betray someone after a few hours as well, man.
Yeah, so there's a rule in there, really. Like, there's like a cusp. It's like 5-minute cusp. If you gauge them after 5 minutes, like, if I don't enjoy them, I'll find a way of bumping them off like I did on Friday with a guy. The stream did not enjoy my unfriendliness, but I was getting I was getting bad vibes for him. So I said, oh, look, there's a new jacket on the floor, because I knew he had a shit jacket on. And when he was in his inventory, I just popped him in the back of the head with a silenced pistol. I was red hungry. He could hear I was red hungry. He had loads of food on him, defrosted.
Oh, fair enough then. So your instinct was good.
Yeah, I knew he wanted my bones, I reckon. But he didn't have the heart to off me.
He was using you.
Like a used rag. Like a used sock on a door handle or something.
Oh, don't put a used sock on the door handle.
Why? How did I know
Hang on a minute. What do you call a used sock? Because I instantly went to a dirty, spunky sock.
Oh, no, I just went for a dirty, just a one that's been worn on your foots.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. That doesn't feel like used to me. It just is worn instead. Like, it's a worn or a dirty sock.
I mean, that's the interpretation. So I've got new socks that are unworn. I've worn socks, but they're clean. But they're not worn after they've been clean. And then used is like when they've been worn on your fitzes and they're dirty.
So what if, right, you got a brand new sock and then jizzed in it? Is that still used?
It'd be
worn?
Unworn used sock. why are we talking about socks? Socks come up way too much on Friday as well.
Did they?
Yeah, with Wes. Wes was like socks.
It's fucking 9:30 in the morning. We're talking about jizzy socks.
Jizzy socks.
All right, go for it.
Do you want me to just work down the list?
No, just pick one. Have a read and then see what one tickles your pickle.
Oh, well, this one's actually very prevalent to me. A guy's called King Guido, 91, seven months ago. This is my newbie thing as well. Is that I blew up my longest surviving character the other day trying to figure out how to use a grenade. I dropped it at my feet without realising, and only registered what I'd done when I saw the disappearing hotbar. I tried to run, but I was crouched. Too late, back to the coast.
There must be some problem with that mechanic, because everybody has a problem with grenades.
Grenades are hard, man. Throwing things hard.
I mean, I don't understand it. I can do it just fine, but too many people fuck it up, so it must be... Ultimately, the mechanic must be fucked.
Too many men.
No such thing, Dave. No such thing.
Oh, yeah. Sexy.
Get some of that down, yeah.
Get out of there. Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm going to have to send it to you. I think I sent it to Wes. Oh, no, I might have. I put it in our Discord.
Oh, okay.
About the bag of dildos.
Oh, yes.
Walking down the street with a bag of dildos. the throwing mechanic is fucking...
Yeah, that's
broken,
such
man.
A noob thing, though, is it? Like, you unpin it and you're like, okay, cool, I should go into... Because I've unpinned it, most games, when you unpin something, it goes into, like, the throwing emote, like, straight away. Well, you don't in DayZ, you've got to do it all, and it's just all a bit of a panic, all a bit of a tissy, and you get fucked up.
It's because there's a press and a hold in that mechanic, right? So you've got to press G and hold mouse.
Yeah.
But in like a tense situation, you can very easily hold G, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That then drops it on the floor.
That's what I've done to us.
Or you can press G and then press mouse, and if you do that, then it just tosses it like 2 foot.
2 foot, then you're fucked.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to fuck that up. So yeah. I'm not blaming you, Dave. I don't think it's a skill issue.
I'm blaming King Guido. He's the first one to ever done it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, 7 months ago.
I'm going to roll off a couple of funny ones that are really quick.
Okay.
Attempted to fist fight a bear, died. Killed a chicken, cooked the chicken, ate the chicken, got salmonella, died. Found a damaged org within 20 minutes. Oh. Left it because I thought my shotgun was better.
Died. That's joking. There's another one further down. Look for days for the cure for Kuru.
Looted the sniper towers with the sliding stairs at the melee bases. Running down the stairs, fling me forward, broke my legs.
Died.
Died. Definitely died. All these people definitely died.
Oh, further down, there's one that's always forgot to use grenades.
Well, I don't know. If you forget to use them, you can't fucking accidentally do them wrong.
This next one. On my first ever life, I drank petrol. Died shortly thereafter.
Why would you do that?
Thereafter. It's the thereafter that gets me. Shortly died thereafter.
It's the, like, the, you're new to the game, and just because the game lets you do something doesn't mean you should. You know, that's what it is. Like, you can drink petrol if you want. Don't do that. You can drink alcohol tinctures if you want. Don't do that. You can fist fight a bear if you want. Don't do that, you know?
Oh, there's another funny one down a little bit further. Fighting zombies, my screen went black. Thought my game had crashed. Like, turned it off and restarted. They didn't know that they went uncon. What the fuck?
Smacking a Z with yes. a badly damaged gas canister.
I saw that one. Oh, man. That's fucking... Couldn't figure out how to cook meat. Just kept eating it raw. Raw dogging.
Oh, my God. Just fucking sushi, like... Sushi that beef, baby.
Oh, no. This next one. Taking off ruined gear still always gets me.
Oh, 19,000 hours
in, ruined gear does me in. There's another really funny one way down.
Hey, go for it, go for it.
One thing I learnt quite early, never ever tell anyone you're brand new to the game. Dead. That's what he's got. Dead.
I want to go back up to one. It spoke about... Oh, here we go. This one's more like just someone's story of how they died for one of the first times.
Okay.
By being a noob. My first 50 hours were uneventful. Most part, I played on safe servers with low pop to get the controls down, fighting zombies, shooting hordes of zombies to improve my aim. I ventured out and I found some guy from South Africa. He had a posh accent, so I thought he was from the UK. Okay.
Okay.
We met in Tolga. Is it?
Slightly derogatory. Not all of us posh guys from the UK.
Okay. We met in Tolga and managed to track down a deer. We went across three valleys towards Dalina to get me a gun and some meds. On our way, we got swarmed by Zeds. I ended up uncon in the supermarket while my new friend was sure to die as well. Or did he? I got revived, but I was bleeding out. I needed blood. Nearest hospital was far away. I gave my friend all my rations, ran to the other side of the building and lured the rest of the zombies away as far as I could before passing out. I hope you made it, buddy. That's just an example of giving up.
He doesn't know that he'll regen.
Yeah, I mean, he went out like, Michael Bay? He went out like a Michael Bay movie, led all the Zeds away in slow motion, I imagine.
Yeah,
slow motion, there were explosions going off everywhere.
Yeah.
His friend was crying, reaching out a hand. But yeah, he didn't have the game down enough to know that he could survive.
Yeah, you know that uncon isn't the last thing. You may keep dropping uncon. That is so funny when someone's low blood.
I fucking hate that, man.
It's so funny though, isn't it? And then you hear someone, you don't even need to listen, all you need to hear is that thump on the floor and just hear, I'm uncon. like every 2 seconds, I'm uncon.
He's he makes that funny like sound as well, doesn't it? Like that.
Yeah.
he's gone again.
He's gone again.
Oh, he's gone again.
And all you hear in like Discord is like, I'm uncon.
I'm dead again. Can you res me? Res.
Self-revive, please. Self-revive.
You just got to fucking lie down in a building or a bush somewhere and wait for it to be over. What about this one from Bazooka? Bazooka the Clown.
Bazooka Clown.
Didn't shoot a guy screaming at me in Chinese. He killed me a minute later with a headshot whilst I was in a closed room on the top floor of a building.
Welcome to official.
Why was he screaming at him? Usually, usually hackers don't talk, but I met that hacker on Sakao official, do you remember?
Yeah.
And he was like,
they're getting ballsy now.
Yeah.
I think they're getting bored. Bored and ballsy.
I had a shot on him and I fucking missed it. I absolutely whiffed my shot and he spun round. He did like a fucking 60 degree turn, whipped, shot me in the head. Instant death. Then I spawned just down the road from him and he saw me, started speaking to me. And he was like, "You're not friendly. That's a lie. Friendly, friendly. You're not very friendly, are you?" And then I was like, "What the fuck? How does he know my name? Like, that's weird." And then I realised, obviously, he could see my name because he had hats on.
Yeah, because he had hats on.
I've got coffee number two, Dave, so I'm good to go.
Cool.
You take the next one and I will enjoy this sweet brown nectar.
Sweet brown nectar.
Yeah, baby.
Right, this one.
That's my porn name.
Sweet brown nectar. The sweet brown nectar, boys. This one's quite a short one, but I think it's so prevalent. Like, normally, it's don't trust anyone, right? But
right.
Back when I played in 2014, this one's from Fall From Grace 089. Back when I played in 2014, don't trust ladders.
That's still now. Don't trust ladder. Died.
Yeah. Died.
We got to add died to half of these.
Oh, man. It's so fucking funny, man. Because, did you see TRMZ video where he, like, tries... Oh, no, you said it was on stream where he tried to go up, like, one thing, died on the ladder.
Yeah.
Tried 25 minutes later, died on the same ladder. Then he was like, fuck it, not going to do it.
Rock Royal says, "I thought the rooster sound meant the daytime was near." That's fucking random. I mean, I get it. I understand that. But yeah.
Oh, that's funny, man. I just found that one. Well, it doesn't really happen now, but back in the day, remember the hills of Kamishovo? They're actually quite steep, aren't they?
The hills of Kamishovo?
No, just, steep. Yeah. Geezer's like, don't run downstairs, hills, or any slope surfaces. Dead.
Yeah, dead. Died. The question here is, what are the newbie mistakes that you made in playing DayZ? Someone just wrote, thinking that I'd be good at it.
Died.
The biggest mistake is thinking that you'd be good.
Thinking I'd be good. Is that like George Jeb or Jebu? Was that Lord Jebu?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's so funny. This one. I was happy when I saw someone and run to him to meet up. Died.
Oh my god. This dude, I can't even say his name. He tried taming a wolf using me.
He thought it was like art or something.
They said it was a long time ago, but I was told in game that you could tame wolves by offering them meat. He died at least three times. That's incredible. Oh my god. When we find someone new, we got to try and teach him how to play the game.
Honestly,
wrong.
At the end of this section, let's see what like list of things that we can make up so we could tell newbies that we think that are going to be like achievable to tell them. I remember when someone told, years ago, Tope told a newbie that the paper was worth loads of money and you could take it to a trader. And the guy just loaded his inventory up every time he undone stacks of like things. So he had like hardly any of it, just loads of paper. Went there, they're like, worth nothing. The guy was so pissed.
Oh my god.
This was years ago.
Oh, so it was on a map with a trader?
Yeah, like back when Tope played trader maps. It was so funny, man.
That is incredible.
Some of that stuff's fucking funny, man.
A lot of this was all the same.
Someone just commented, I've never had so many people comment on a post like this. This one's from Invisible Green Man. What names? Some of these names are mad.
Okay.
I remember exactly what happened. It was back in 2013. I spawned in Solnichi and my internet was bad at 45 gigabytes per second, which is, I don't understand if that's slow. That probably is slow then.
Did you say gigabytes?
Yeah, K-byte. Gigabyte. Is that not gigabyte?
Yeah, it's gigabytes. Yep, that's what it is.
What the hell is it then?
In the spirit of teaching people the wrong things. Yeah.
No, tell me the real thing.
Do you know what, actually? My mother-in-law, right, taught her brother the alphabet wrong because she didn't want him to be better than her. How fucking mad is that?
Kilobytes. Oh, that's mad. That's fucking... Sailing someone down the wrong street is awful.
And then, to boot, it turns out he's dyslexic, so...
That was shitty.
Yeah, I'm wondering... Well, there's a joke, basically, that she made him dyslexic.
Yeah. Oh, God. She made him. She literally inserted it.
Well, yeah, well done. You fucked him up. Kilobytes.
And back in 2013, the gay room was even worse than it is now. I was like, what the fuck? I fled from an infected into a house, and I was very dehydrated. And in the house, there was only a bottle of disinfectant spray. So I drank it.
One sec. Someone just joined chat. Wes did.
Hey,
what's going on?
I got a question.
Okay.
Are you guys playing anything at the moment?
We will be after.
Oh, no. I wanted to ask if you guys wanted to maybe play a round of Hell Let Loose before you guys are streaming.
Oh,
I can't play it at the moment.
Since
the last patch, it's been unplayable for me until I get my new PC.
Oh, why? What happened?
I don't know. It just keeps... Every time I get into a server, it shuts down my PC.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's because you need to install it and you have a fucking drive, Dave.
Oh, I think I've done that the other day, didn't I?
I don't know. Yeah.
Which server are you guys going to play?
02? Zero Sarkal 2?
Yeah, you're only just up the road from us.
Yeah, you're not far from us.
That's where you logged out on Friday. Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I can join in as well.
Yeah,
join in. And then we're just above, we're on the other side of the land bridge.
Yeah, we need to fish anyway, so we're going to do loads of fishing and stuff.
I just re-downloaded Hell Let Loose because I'm watching a documentary on Netflix. It's, I don't know, maybe you guys watch it. It's called World War II from the Frontlines.
Oh, yeah, they're good. That's a really good series.
All right, are you guys hopping in now?
Give us about half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, then.
Join Zabek in the soon.
Oh, we'll bounce over to streaming, Sigma.
What, now?
No, when we finish recording.
Oh, no, okay, I'll see you guys there then.
All right, dude.
I've just realised we've given that guy way too much power.
I was thinking, who the hell has joined this secure voice chat? It's only he has access to it.
He just pops in when he wants, though. He's like, hi, guys.
He's like, hi, guys, you'll play Hell Let Loose.
Hi, guys, I'm piss where I want now, by the way. Yeah. The police can't do fuck all.
We're going to have to sort that out.
Yeah.
He has no idea that we were recording an episode either, and I wanted to keep it way.
I should probably start off again with this one. So I fled into a house and I was very dehydrated. In the house, there was only
You got to the bit with the water bottle,
a bottle of disinfectant spray. So I drank it. Meanwhile, the infected glitched through the wall into the house and knocked me unconscious.
They don't do that as much anymore, do they? They don't glitch through things as much.
The core mistake that I repeated, sometimes after thinking I could win a fight against an infected in the early access. So he's saying his mistake was thinking he could kill the infected when it was early access.
Oh, could you not?
I don't know. We never were on PC. We weren't around in the early access.
I don't know. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to kill him.
No, that's what he says.
Maybe it was bug or something.
Yeah, maybe it was the glitches.
Yeah, I'm not finding any more funny ones anymore.
No, but I reckon I've got some for my own, though.
Go on, then.
Do you remember when we first started on console?
Yeah.
You started probably a few weeks before me, because you were with Mark. But I remember you going to me, oh, Dave, come and play this game on... actually, I think it was Mark that was the most keen on it. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll give it a go. It sounds fun. I watched a few videos on it, and I was like, yeah, this looks fun. And I'm thinking, I can play this game on console just like how Baby Nades... and the Running Mans are playing it on PC.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I am going to be a flanking genius, amazing, to realise that I couldn't get past Delina because you couldn't open your fucking food.
Yeah.
I literally got to Starry Tents once because I had slowly walked there instead of running because you just couldn't eat. You couldn't actually eat.
Oh, we spoke about it before. But the early mistake using our first car, driving it off the edge of the map.
Yeah.
And then it just getting stuck. That's That's probably still a thing. That shouldn't ever be fixed. You shouldn't go outside the fucking map anyway.
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to go outside the confines of the map. But remember when we were first playing and we did run the outside of the map? And you know, on the pure north, you got some of the massive hills.
Yeah, that massive valley and stuff. Yeah,
and you run down it. And I know someone's already mentioned it, but that would instant death, that. If you fell from... It was like you were falling from a multi-story car park.
Just trying to think some of the mistakes I've made, like early on.
If I'm talking about newbie mistakes on the transition from console to PC, it was the auto reload on the shotgun on the BK113, you know, the pump action shotgun. Well, on the Xbox, it reloads for you. So you take a shot and it automatically reloads. Yeah. You come onto PC and you shoot and you go, and you go to shoot again and you just get, like, I've definitely got ammo. And you have to press R to reload it. That R button has become my friend ever since.
I said, who was that guy that you raided the other day? Bear something.
Oh, yeah. Bersidas. Yeah.
Paradise? Paradise 44?
Paradise. I think it's Paradise. Like Paradise. But Paradise.
Paradise. Yeah. I saved Paradise the other day.
Yeah.
When you raided him.
Yeah.
I was sitting in his chat for maybe half hour afterwards because he was attacking someone who was doing like a base raid or something. And he had the snow owl.
Oh, nice.
He killed someone and then went to go kill someone else. And he hadn't tapped R.
Hadn't reloaded.
So get him to reload, bro. So people do it. People still do it.
People still do it. He's a fun guy, man.
I did help him miss a shot, though. Because he said, oh, it looks like it might be about 700 meters. And I said, oh, that's fucked. I thought it was around 500 meters. And he was like, nah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Went to 500, too low.
Oh.
If he went to 600, he would have been fine, but...
Oh, you done him in by 200 metres, done you?
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Sorry, dude, but not sorry. I'm joking.
Well, I did pre-warn him I'm dog shit, and he still decided to listen to me, so I'm not taking full responsibility for that. Okay, well, shall we... I can't really think of anything of my own, to be honest.
Oh, what? You're a perfect newbie.
Yeah.
Oh, this next one.
Oh, do you know what? Actually, one mistake I did make. One mistake I remember making on Xbox. I think you might have been there as well, right? We were in Troitsky Military, and we were with... It was myself, Mark, Monkey, and maybe you as well.
Yeah, I've been there when Monkey played, yeah.
There were... So all four of us, we were semi-geared. We were just all huddled in a tent. In the middle of Troitsky Military, just sorting out loot. Our mistake was thinking that we were going to be safe from prying eyes in this tent while we sorted out our gear. And then suddenly someone just comes in and wipes us all out in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, I think I was there.
Do you remember that?
I remember dying hard there.
Yeah. And thinking, oh, fuck. And then having to... And we, back then, we only had one loot route as well. We just had to go up to... Novo, didn't we?
Yeah.
We just ran that Novo road, the Northern Highway, all the time because it was the only loot route that we knew.
Yeah.
And we could kind of recognize those spawn towns and go, right, I know where I am.
That was hard. They're hard to get used to, the spawn towns. That's one of the ones. So we just stuck to the same loot routes. You know, another one someone's put down is punching people with my only bandages.
Oh!
He ruined them.
I do it by accident sometimes. I'm like,
no.
It does take a lot to ruin them. But,
yeah, it does, yeah.
But still, yes, it's not good. I hate it. I hate having, like, badly damaged stuff.
Yeah, I hate having stuff that I don't have room for that's really doing me in with a new patch.
Yeah. I like it. If I've got, like, a weapon cleaning kit that's, like, damaged, but I find one that's worn, I'll swap it out.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Like, the damaged one, I've never seen a ruined fucking... weapon cleaning kit, I don't think, anyway. It's never really been a massive problem for me, but I will spend that time to swap it out because you never know, Dave. You never know. Friendly?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
All right, let's move on to video of the week, shall we?
Yeah, I will, yes. Move on to video of the week.
Video of the week.
Video of the week today is actually not something that I picked personally.
Oh, hello.
It was something that Wes picked, and I'm just trying to find it now. I don't know where he put it. Is it in the friendly Discord? Yeah, it was in the friendly Discord. Cool. Basically, I fucking... Is it right there? Ha! Right. Wes is a massive fan of the world's number one failed porn star.
Ah, Gecko. Yeah,
Gecko Fish. We were the first to complete the brand new Daisy quest. So this is filmed on Zero Autumn Chinaris, which me and Andy are big fans of. And basically, he does the quest. So I don't want to give out any spoilers. If you want to watch it, learn how to do the quest. It is one of the only servers that is staying popped on the normal Chinaris map, even though it's got the tweak of autumn winter mod. The reason why is because it's got all these quests and it's still got the cold factor, so people still think they're sort of playing Sakao. It's one of the only other servers that are staying popped during the DLC drop.
I think this is a really good quest because it's like a two-parter. So there's a bunker element to it, but then after that there's an oil rig. So you have to do the bunker bit first before you can even try the oil rig.
Yeah, I believe so.
Which is great. That's a great move. But yeah, have a look at that video. I love Gecko Fish, man. He's so just unique.
When he's wiping us out on Hobo Wars.
Yeah. Cold-blooded killer. Love
just
it.
Just cold-blooded.
Friendly! Just the tip, baby. This one's meaty.
Oh, meaty.
Actually relates to something that we spoke about in this episode about trying to tame wolves.
Oh, hello.
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 I did find something out on Sakao, right? So, you know the whole wolves can be distracted by raw meat.
Yeah.
Well, what I did find out is a little addition to that.
Okay.
I had very little ammo. I think I had zero ammo. And I had to, like, melee these wolves. I ended up trapping a wolf in a shed, beating him up, and then I cut him up. And I thought, I wonder if wolves can get distracted by wolf meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they can.
Yeah, I think technically they'd be cannibals, wouldn't they? They're
cannibalistic, man.
Yeah, they're cannibalistic. The same as, like, rats and stuff.
Oh, don't talk about rats eating... Ugh. That just feels weird. We've got another vom moment. Yeah. So you can cut up a wolf and use the wolf meat to distract the other wolves. Now, you do have to be pretty quick. You have to throw it far and then leg it.
Yeah.
And what happened is I had four wolves on me. I killed one. I threw the meat and only two got distracted.
Yeah.
So I ran off. But I didn't run it far enough away. The one wolf was still aggroed on me, so I had to do it again and then run off again.
Ooh.
But yeah, it was luckily I had quite a bit of wolf meat on me, and it was good test, good for science.
Yeah, maybe that's just one of the workarounds, isn't it? That you pin one in to a building with you, you kill it, nick its meat, and distract the other ones with the meat of the wolf, and that's how you can get away if you've got no ammunition on a gun. Yeah. Well, you hope aggro on someone else. Can they re-aggro on someone else? They will re-aggro, won't they?
Yeah. Yeah, if they de-aggro from you, then they will re-aggro either on you or someone else. We had it before where I think Fryer said it, if you only get attacked by one wolf, that's because that was the one that ran away from the last fight that they aggroed on.
Yeah.
So someone killed all the other wolves.
Ooh.
Oi! Well, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Friendly Daisy Podcast.
You've been great.
Have you?
Well, they have.
Don't give them too much.
They have been great. We have been awful.
Standard. That's what they've come to expect, Dave.
That's what they have come to expect.
And special guest star appearance from Wes.
Amazing. Make sure you do some good shit with that edit.
I don't know how I'm going to do. He didn't incriminate himself. I wish he did. Yeah.
We need to start going back to getting them guests to say, fuck you, Wes. In fact, I might get try and get a voice recording of our next episode that's 108.
Ah, poor Wes. He's just getting bullied.
I think he quietly enjoys it.
Absolutely. He's a complete masochist.
Is he good at all PC stuff? Do you reckon he's good at editing?
Don't know. Why?
Just wondering.
Is he good at anything?
Well, yeah, that's a fair point. He's shite, so get him out.
Right, instead of shitting on Wes, I'm going to say thank you to our sponsors of the Friendly Daisy podcast episode. These are people who are sub to us on Twitch at the moment. So I'm going to run through as quick as I can.
Roger that.
Are you ready?
Oh, you're
There's
steady.
Quite a few names on it, so I'm going to have to be really quick.
Let's go.
Thank you extremely very much to Hipkelt, Sugar, Water Dog, Ido, Nanin, Vachief, Xjess, 2K13, Vita D, Johnny Longlegs, Ice Queen Kiki, Scarborough, Old Grandpa, Old Grumpa, NinjaNeck91, Vokia, It's Mowgli, Skeezatron, Buck, 0001, Malinar, Hunted Prey, Blue Snake, Rock Bottom, Zar, Zayski, Discord Tech, Ego, iDrifter, hey that's Wes,
yeah,
Mad One, Exa Unique, Papa Toast, Oysted, Druidarius, New Fryer, Ian, Bacon the One, Rakan, Ryan, Arfrad, Sumas99, Grizzy K, King Hoof, Jimmy Baps. Oh no!
What?
We've lost him. Or her.
What?
Bubba Bitch.
Oh yeah, Bubba Bitch.
Bubba Bitch isn't there.
Oh.
Well, thank you very much for subscribing to us on Twitch and supporting the podcast. We appreciate every one of you and everyone that's bought merch and shared and interacted. It's wholly appreciated. We need to start doing something with some of these funds. We need another giveaway, Dave.
Oh, don't worry, I've got a new PC, so it's all good. I'm just not on the money, though.
Whoa.
I need to start renewing that money. No, joking.
I spent mine on Colombian marching powder and women.
Imagine that, all £2.50 of it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It's been wonderful. You've been great. Next week, we've got an interview episode. So be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
What are you going to do? I need more of that. Oh, no.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.